This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $375 million during a meeting with Ukraine's president at the G7 gathering in Japan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden unveiled the aid package at a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Hiroshima.
A package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
Zelensky's response to the package:
my appreciations. We never forget.
Biden's fresh pledge came after the U.S. agreed to allow training on American-made F-16 fighter jets. The training lays the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Even before Zelensky landed in Japan, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow over its invasion of his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the Wagner private army claimed in audio published on Sunday that there's not a single Ukrainian soldier in Bakhmut. Yevgeny Prigozhin had previously claimed that the eastern city came under complete Russian control at about midday on Saturday. On Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected those claims. The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The Prime Minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without need of a coalition partner. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.